sing a song if you like.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, guys.
Everybody's going through something. What you need to do is talk to the Lord and tell him this. Lord, I need a blessing from you. Said I don't know what to do. I fast and I pray, Lord, you make your way. I need a blessing. I need a blessing from you. Every time I call, you come. Lord, let your will be done. Lord, stretch up your hand, heal us again. I need a blessing. I need a blessing from you, yeah. Oh, I'm gonna say that again. I need a blessing from you. Said I don't know what to do. I fast and I prayed.
Take the opportunity to say good evening to each and every one. I was glad when they said unto me to come, let us go into the house of the Lord. Truly, I'm glad to be here this afternoon to share with you from our Father's storehouse. Let us pray. Our Father and our God who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Lord, your kingdom come. And your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father, we come at this time in our Oh, Lord, seeking forgiveness of all my sins, Lord, crying out that your mercy be upon my soul. Oh, Lord, but I ask, Lord, now that you would come in and sit down with us, oh, Lord, as we begin, oh, Lord, to do this service, this broadcast around the world, oh, Lord. We just pray, God, that you would touch hearts around the world, oh, God. Oh, Lord, that something will be said or done this afternoon, oh, Lord, that will give them just a little more hope to go on a little while longer, God. God, but we pray also for the loss of this world this afternoon, praying, oh God, that somebody will come running saying, what must I do to be saved this afternoon? Oh God, as you draw men this evening. Oh God, we just thank you, Lord. We pray that you continue to heal the sick, oh God. Continue, oh God, be with the bereaved, oh Lord. Lord, you said if they will seek, knock, and believe, you said they will find peace that passes all understanding and a joy everlasting, oh God. God, so we thank you on this afternoon, dear God. We thank you. Thank you, oh Lord. Oh God, we just thank you. Now, Lord, we give you thanks for who you are. You're God and God all alone. We thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world. And we thank you for the third person in the Trinity, the Holy Spirit, the one that lives on the inside of us and stirs us unto all truth. Lord, we just thank you this afternoon, Lord. Lord, we pray now that you will have your way. I ask, Lord, that you grab a hold of my heart, take control of my mind and my tongue once again, O Lord, and use me for your glory, that your name will get the glory, honor, and all of the praise in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen and amen. I'd like to draw your attention this afternoon to the book of St. Matthew. St. Matthew's the 9th chapter, starting with the 35th verse, and we're going to read down somewhere around the 37 or 38th verse. But St. Matthew's chapter 9, starting with verse 35, and Jesus went about all the city and villages, teaching in their synagogue and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every sickness and every disease amongst the people. But when he saw the multitude, he was moved with compassion on them because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Then said he unto his disciples, the harvest is truly plentiful, but the laborers are few. Pray ye, therefore, that the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. Want to talk to you for a short period of time from the subject. Can he send you? Can he send you? Oftentimes, as we go through life, a lot of times we go about and we celebrate and do a lot of things. A lot of times we go to church from Sunday to Sunday, and we find out when we come back home, a lot of times we didn't even hear the word as we went. A lot of times we'll go out to Bible study and in Sunday school, and when we get out there, we'll hear something that will help us to move on a little while longer. See, my question is this afternoon, I'm trying to get over to you, is that can he send you? Can he send you out into this harvest? Amen. That he talks about here in Matthew chapter 9. Can he send you? You see, oftentimes we look at this pericope of scriptures, we look at it around Labor Day. But Labor Day don't came and gone. But still, the Christian, Labor Day is every day for the Christian. But still, during Labor Day, most of the time, we'll have all kinds of celebrations. Amen. And we'll go out and we'll invite our friends and buddies. We'll invite everybody from the church to come. Amen, to our picnic. But the folk that's on crack and the folk that their mind has done gotten a little off and folk that are sick and folk that carrying along a little disease and things of that nature, we will not invite those folk. We will say that they are hindrance, amen, to the cookout. amen, to the Labor Day party. Amen. We will say they are a hindrance to it. Amen. Praise God. But I challenge you this afternoon as I ask you the question, can he send you, amen, into this harvest? See, in order for God to send you into this harvest, you have to know something about God. Amen. Amen. We need to know his word. And a lot of times, you know, this day and time, it seems kind of strange, but a lot of people don't want to learn the word of God. A lot of times when you go around the church houses during Wednesdays and Sunday mornings during Sunday school, you'll find that there's very few cars on the parking lot. And when you go inside, you'll find that very few people, amen, is inside that had came to learn about this man by the name of Jesus. My question is, again, can he send you? See, in order for God to send you, amen, first thing, you got to be educated. You got to know something about this God, amen. I'm not talking that you got to go to college or nothing like that, but you got to get in your book and you got to study this book. See, a lot of times, a lot of Christians, they carry around a real pretty book, but no sooner than they finish with it on Sundays, they carry it home and they put it in a dark place. And then when Sunday morning come again, they'll run around and they'll ask the children and the grandchildren, child, what in the world did I do with that Bible? Where did I put that down that last Sunday? See, because they hadn't picked it up. Amen. Praise God. But we should pick up our Bible every day and we should study something every day because we don't know the challenges that we might meet as we go along the way from day to day. And us, by being, amen, Christians, we have to be able to help somebody. Look what Jesus done as he went. It says in verse 35, and Jesus went about all the cities and villages teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel kingdom and healing. Amen. See, when it comes to healing, a lot of us don't practice the healing. Amen. We don't practice because a lot of times we don't know how to practice. Hallelujah. Amen. But he healed. Not did he just heal, but he healed every sickness and every disease. You see, the same power that God had, that Jesus had now, and he given us power through the Holy Spirit to be able to do these things that somebody might believe. Amen. And my question is this afternoon, can he send you? Can he send you? Amen. Will you be able to go for him? Will you be able to help the people that you go before? Amen. Will you be able to speak a word unto them and to ensure them that God ain't left them, but that God is still right there with them? Amen. Can you speak something to them concerning their diseases? Amen. And their sickness. We have to be able to testify, amen, from our own experience that when we were down, amen, and suffering and going through some things, we have to be able to testify that God, he touched us and he healed us. The Bible says he was wounded for our transgression, bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon his shoulder, and by his stripes we are already healed. But in order to get that healing, we got to be able to believe it in order to receive it. Amen. Praise God. You see, you can't send just anybody into the harvest. Amen. You got to have people, amen, that's been taught, amen, that is not ashamed of the gospel. Amen. And don't mind sharing it. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I tell you, this day and time, there's a lot going on in the world today. And they need Christian men and women like you and I, amen, to go about in this world, amen, and be that great witness for Jesus Christ, amen. I challenge you this afternoon. Can he send you? Can you be a witness for him? Amen. See, a lot of folk, they go to church from Sunday to Sunday, and if you ask them on Sunday, what did they preach about, a lot of times they can't tell you what the preacher preached about, but what they'll say is, child, I don't know what he preached about, but that man really preached in that place, or that woman really preached up in the house today. Amen. See, when we go to out to the house of the Lord, we should be going there with a purpose, and our purpose ought to be, it's a threefold. One is to learn more about this man by the name of Jesus. The second one is to worship him, amen. And we go there and we praise him, we worship him for who he is, Amen. And we praise him for the great things that he does in our life. Have he done anything for you lately? I tell you, we serve a mighty, mighty, mighty good God that does great and marvelous things. He's no respect to person. What he does for others, he'll also do for you and I. Amen. Amen. If we could just learn the scriptures, amen, that we can talk to folk about the scriptures, and that we can pray and give God back the scriptures. Amen. Praise God. Question is, can he send you? Can he send you today? Hallelujah. Amen. But in verse 35, he went about and he healed all manners of sickness and diseases as he went about. Not only did he just heal, amen, but by healing and doing these things, it showed that he was the Messiah that shall come, amen, that would come and heal and have mercy, amen, and do miracles of signs and wonders, amen, that somebody would truly believe that he is that waiting Messiah. His name, if you need me to tell you, his name is Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. And see, we should be able to go and show these same signs that somebody will believe that the Holy Spirit is not closed up, but the Holy Spirit is open, and he's living on the inside of us, and he's saying to us and dictating to us as a how to go and what to do. Amen. But if you don't have nothing on the inside, what in the world is he going to pull out of you? Amen. Hallelujah. Listen now to verse 36. Verse 36 says, but when he saw the multitude, he was moved with compassion on them, because they had fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Amen. Praise God. Compassion. He had compassion on them. In order for God to send you, you got to have love down in your heart. You got to have that love, amen, that you can share a word from the Father's storehouse with this one and that one, amen, wherever the situation might be, but that you can shine the light on it, that you can share a word concerning it, amen. But you can't share anything if you don't know anything, amen. Hallelujah. But we got to have compassion, amen. And compassion is love, amen. And to have love means to give. Have you gave anybody anything lately? I mean, if he sent you, would you have that love and that compassion? I mean, when it gets to that one that you might say that wronged you one day, back in the day before you were changed, I mean, can you still have love for that one? That one that run out with your wife or run out with your husband, I mean, can you still have love for those? Can you still have love for them? You see, a lot of times we have love for only the people that we desire to have love for, but we serve a God that has not love just for the people that he desires, but he has love for the whole wide world. Hallelujah, somebody. Amen. And that's the way we should be. We should have love in our hearts, not for some, but for everybody. Amen. And we have to be givers. Amen. Showing forth our love and our compassion upon others. If they need bread, then we ought to be able to serve them with bread. Amen. If they need healing, then we ought to be able to heal them. Amen. Praise God. And look what he said. He said they were like sheep going astray. Amen. With no shepherd. Amen. A lot of churches this day and time, they say they don't need a shepherd. Amen. But how can they hear without a shepherd? What can they do without a shepherd? We all always need a shepherd. Amen. Without a shepherd, we are lost. We need somebody to lead us, somebody to guide us and stir us into all truth. Amen. We can't make it out there on our own. Amen. And truly, without a shepherd, I doubt if he can send you. Amen. But my question is, can he send you? Amen. Can he send you? You see, we are to be able to have that leadership down on the inside of us, that we can lead God's people. and not lead them to hell, but lead them into eternal life and a better life here on this earth. Amen. Hallelujah. But my question is, can he send you today? I mean, can he depend on you? Amen. See, in verse 37, he says that to his disciples, the harvest, he says, truly plentiful, but the laborers are few. Can he send you? Can you be that labor for him? Can you go in the vineyard and work, amen, and be that great witness for the Lord, telling folk how he woke you up this morning, how he supplied food on your table, how he made a way when you were going through some things, how he made a way out of nowhere for you? I mean, can he send you, amen, this afternoon into this harvest, amen? I mean, because, see, a lot of times folk will wait until Labor Day come, and then they'll want to start to labor, and after Labor Day, then they'll walk away and say, I'm done with it now, until Labor Day come back again, amen? But for the Christian, amen, praise God, it's not about that cookout, amen, and those types of things. But for the Christian, we labor day in and day out. It's an everyday labor for us. And my question is, can he send you? I mean, can he send you into the harvest every day? Amen. That you might be able to go in there and meet someone, that you might be able to go in there and help somebody along the way. Can he really send you this afternoon? But now, just to go into the harvest, and remember, you got to know some things. You got to be able to heal, amen, and the sick, and be able to help solve other people's problems, amen. And you got to be able to have love and compassion for God's people, amen, if he send you, amen. And not only that, but at the same time, we have to be able to lead them and not lead them down a backwards road, but lead them, begin to lead them from earth to glory. Amen. Hallelujah. But we can only do it by going out to the learning places and learning more about this man by the name of Jesus. Amen. Not only as he sent you, not only that, but look at verse 38, what it says. He said, pray ye, therefore, the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth labor unto his harvest. Amen. It comes by prayer. Prayer. We got to pray. Amen. See, when we pray, then, and we go into the harvest, amen, God will lead us right to the one, amen, that is there to listen, the one that need advice, the one that need a word. Amen. God will lead us right to him. See, a lot of times people say, I'm not going to witness to that man. I'm not going to witness to that woman. And they say it based upon they had had their feelings hurt along the way. But see, if you pray and seek God first, as he send you into the harvest, you won't have to come back with your feelings being hurt. Amen. But you'll find that which what you prayed for, that God had made the job so much easier. Amen. You don't even have to open your mouth. But they will open their mouths first. And then all you got to do is help them along the way. Once you don't pray, we lose a lot. We go through a lot. We get beat up a lot because we don't take the time to pray. Amen. We not only pray, but we pray for the harvest. Amen. You see, Jesus said he come that none would be lost. Amen. That none would be lost. He said that we, as Christians, we are his followers. We are his workmanship. But can he send you? Can he send you this afternoon? Can he send you out there in that vineyard? Amen. Where that those are out there that are lost? Can he send you out there, those that are fevered-minded? Can he send you those that their mind just ain't functioning right? Can he send you out there with them? Amen. Praise God. Those that are sick and seem like they can't get well, can he send you out there? Last time I checked, the Bible says that the name of Jesus means healer. Amen. But he said we got to trust and believe. Amen. And for him to send us, we got to have our forgiveness right. Because a lot of times we hold unforgiveness against people because of some stuff that they might say or done 20, 15, 20 years ago. And sometimes we'll be still holding it against them. But the Bible says that in St. Mark chapter 11, Jesus said 21 through 28, Jesus said that if you don't forgive your brother for his trespassing, he said he won't forgive you either of your trespasses. In other words, if you want to be blessed, if you want God to still shine out upon you, amen, you got to get your forgiveness right. And I challenge you this afternoon, can he send you into the harvest? I mean, will you have your forgiveness right, that he can send you into that harvest and that you can go in there and you can labor there in that vineyard? But as you celebrate, amen, as they celebrated Labor Day, I wonder how many lost souls did they invite to come and eat? I wonder how many drug addicts did they invite to come and eat? Amen. You see, when we have things like that, we don't invite the people that we could witness to and that God could change, amen, and make their lives better. But we invite people that are just like us that are already saved. It's the way we do it, church. Hallelujah. It's the way we do it. But I stopped by this afternoon to ask the question, can he send you? Can he depend on you to go into that harvest? You see, it was a long time ago when Jesus walked the earth. Amen. The Bible says he walked for some 33 and a half years. Amen. Jesus did. Said that he went around healing the sick and giving sight to the blind, causing the dumb to talk, causing the lame to get up and walk, causing those that have been dead for a while, calling back up out of the grave to life and eternal life. I mean, can he send you this afternoon? The Bible not only says that, but it said that Jesus, that one day he was going around as he was doing real good for folks. It said that one day they apprehended Jesus and they carried him out, amen, into Pilate's court. And Pilate began to talk with Jesus. And the Bible said that they got an old purple robe and they began to wrap it around his shoulders and they began to mock him. But it didn't stop there, church. You see, there's a lot we got to go through and a lot that we got to be able to stand up to when he sends us into that harvest. But it didn't stop right there. The Bible said they got a crown wreath and pressed it down around his skull. It said that blood began to run down his cheeks. Oh, yeah. But they didn't stop right there. It said that they spit on him and they slapped him upside his head. And they led him up to a whipping post. The Bible said they got him out there at the whipping post. And they gave him 39 lashes of cat or nine tails. It said that they whipped him unto any recognition. In other words, they said when you looked on him, you wouldn't even be able to tell who he was. Amen. Praise God. You see, sometimes when we go out there, sometimes we get beat up real, real bad. But I got to tell you, we got to keep on upholding the bloodstained banner. Because Jesus, he didn't stop there. But the Bible said that he got an old wooden cross. And they placed it upon his shoulder. And they pointed him to the hills of Calvary. He said, every now and again. It said that he will fall down under the weight of that old cross for the sins of this old world. But he didn't stay down, but he got back up under the weight of that old cross. The Bible said that he marched that cross up on the hills of Calvary. When he got it up, then he laid it down, and then he laid his body down amongst that old cross. The Bible said that they nailed him in his hands and spiked him down around his feet. Said that they hung him up and stretched him wide on that old cross. And the Bible says that he hung there from the 6th to the 9th hour. Said after a while, by and by, he said that the work was done. He said that everything was finished. He gave up the ghost and locked his head in the lobes of his shoulder. They came by and they took him down and put him in a boy tomb. But before they put him in the boy tomb, one had the disaster to come along and press him in his side. The Bible said blood and water began to run down the streets of Jerusalem. It goes on to say that some of the old saints that had been dead a long time, said they got up and they began to walk the streets of Jerusalem. Somebody ought to give him praise this afternoon. Somebody ought to shout hallelujah to him. Somebody that knows that if it had not been for Jesus on their side, that they don't know where they would have ended up at. He's giving praise today, but it didn't stop there. They said they put him down in a boy tomb. Say he laid there all night on Friday night, and somewhere along between Friday night and Saturday night, said that he went down in the pits of Hades, and he defeated Satan down there. Took the keys from the sting of death. Oh, yes, he did. And he said that it's finished now. The Bible says that early, but it went on to say early on that third day morning. It said that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that he rose up out of that grave. He rose up out of that grave, and he had paid the penalty. The sins of this old world, that now you can plunge in and you can call him our Father. You can plunge in and ask him to come into your heart and save you now. Can he send you out into the harvest? That's my question this afternoon. Can he send you out into the harvest this afternoon? Amen. In order to go in the harvest, praise God, you got to have some education or some knowledge about this God that we serve. Not only that, but you got to be able to help others with their problems because of the problems that you have already faced. We got to have love and compassion for them. Amen. And we got to be willing to labor out there in the harvest. Amen. And at last, we got to pray that he will send men, women, and boys and girls into the harvest that we can witness to and change their statics. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. You might be on this farm this afternoon, and you might not know this Jesus that we talk about, but you can get to know him. Amen. You can get to know this Jesus. If you have not confessed to Jesus as being your Lord and being your Savior, amen, you might want to throw up your hands and say, here am I need to be saved. The Bible says in Romans chapter 10, it says, but what says it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. It says, goes on to say in verse 10, it says, with the heart man believe unto righteousness, and with the mouth he confesses, amen. Confession is made unto salvation, amen. So if you're on here this afternoon, amen, all you have to do is throw up your hands and surrender and say, Jesus, I'm a sinner. Will you please come into my heart and save me this afternoon? come into my heart and say, now, I believe, Jesus, that you died. I believe that you rose again on the third day. And I believe that you shed your blood that my sins can be forgiven. Will you come into my heart and save me? May God bless you. May the Lord continue to smile upon you. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I hope and pray that something has been said or done this afternoon that give you that hope that you stand in need of to press on just a little while longer. Amen. Praise God. I just pray that something had been said. And I pray that God will be able to send you into the harvest. Amen. That he'll be able to send you into the harvest. And that you'll be ready and filled with all that you need to go into that harvest. Amen. Hallelujah. We'll get ready. We're going to dismiss. Amen. And from this service, our Father and our God who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father, we come again at this time and hour, giving you thanks, O Lord, for sitting in the midst of us, praying, God, that all that was said and all that had been done this afternoon, that it was pleasing unto you, O Lord. Lord, I pray that you will bless everyone that's been under the sound of my voice this afternoon. I pray, God, that you will fix them up, that you can send them into the harvest, O Lord. But you said that the harvest is plentiful, but the labors are few. I pray this afternoon that you'll be able to send them, O Lord, into the harvest. Bless everyone there, God. Help us to look on our family that's with us from day to day and to witness to them about being saved and being long to you, Jesus Christ. Help us with it as we go from day to day. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forevermore. Let's church sing. Let's church sing. Let's church sing. Amen. 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 Go in peace and sin no more. God bless you. Heaven smile upon you. I love each and every one of you. God bless you.